This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Okay, if we're going to be so vulnerable and honest here on the podcast today, I shit my pants during a yoga class. I don't know what I thought you were going to say, but that was not it. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, your fave. Everybody knows me. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares about me? On to the guests. Today we have the hilarious, the amazing, the extremely talented Paige Gallagher.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm
dream come true, truly.
You and me both.
Yeah.
Two dreams came true today.
Damn.
Yeah. I saw her. Now that's off my bucket list.
Wow. I'm like blushing.
I'm so happy to have you.
This is crazy. I'm so happy to be here.
How are you? How's life?
Oh, you know, it's unfortunately raining today, which is sort of taking a toll on my mental health, if we're being completely honest. Yeah. How are you?
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Are you a cold weather or a warm weather girl?
You know, I'm somewhere in between. I hate to be really picky. Yes. Oh, I don't want to be like picky, but 70 sunny is like kind of my girl.
Oh,
you know, yeah.
I feel like I'm more warm weather. I lean more towards warm. Yeah. Okay. I think my ancestors are just like every time it's cold.
Yeah. So
every time it's cold, and I sweat too, which makes no sense really.
But I sweat so much.
Me too, girl.
It's an actual issue.
Nobody in Hollywood sweats. What's going on there?
Yeah. No. What's going? Let's normalize sweating.
Bring back sweating.
Yeah, please. I'm sweating right now. I sweat so. It's raining outside. I'm literally sweating so hard right now. I will never stop. Yeah, I will never stop sweating.
The same way I'm always the sweatiest, I'm typically always the tallest too.
Oh,
like we were just talking about.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
You're about an average height, I'd say.
Thank you. Yeah. I think I am.
Yeah. What are you?
Nothing special.
Like 5'6", 5'7"?
Yeah, 5'6", I think. Period. Last time I checked, 5'6". Last time I checked, yeah.
Everybody's so small. Everybody's so small.
I know, people are small. I just want to pick them up, do a couple of these, you know, throw them. Oh, shit.
Yeah, depending on how they make me feel. I'll pick them up.
So true.
Put them in my pocket, pick them up, throw them.
Right. Yeah. Do a little shimmy with them. Yeah.
Really just depends.
Yeah, it depends on the person. It really does. Yeah. You're so right. Yeah.
So you were just telling me that you're actually not from LA, but you're from up north.
Yeah.
You're a Bay Area girl.
Yeah, well, sort of. Some people get upset when I call Sacramento Bay Area, but like.
Really?
Yeah, it's
what
weird.
What is it technically then? Northern California?
I don't know. What else is there? I don't know. But I did go to San Francisco State for one semester before I dropped out, famously. So I would consider myself a Bay Area girl.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I'll call you one.
Thank
get
you
mad
so
at
much.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. You're yeah, everybody get mad at Drew. Thanks. Not me.
I know. I'm so curious about your life before TikTok. So like you said, you were in school. You moved schools.
A bunch of times. Yeah.
Any particular reason, or you just weren't vibing?
I just wasn't vibing. I was bored. Well, in high school, I also moved schools a lot too. I went to three different high schools.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that just, were you moving or just?
Yeah, we had to move the first time for my dad's job.
Okay.
And then when we moved back, I was like, I just want to like change schools, like just to like be weird. I don't know.
Be different.
Be different. The center of attention. You know one thing about me, loving the center
pull
of
focus.
Attention.
Yeah. Pull focus. Duh. That's how you know you were meant to be an actress.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I love it. And college was sort of like the same mentality. It was like, I'm not getting enough attention here. I have to move.
Clearly, I have to move. I have to start over.
Gotta move. Gotta go. But no, San Francisco State was really fun. It was like the traditional college experience, you know, like frats, sororities, all that jazz. But the weather was honestly really, really tough for me. It was like so dark and cloudy all the time. And then I went to community college, and then I auditioned for a performing arts school, got in, never left.
And that's in LA.
Have never left. So yeah.
So you said I need more attention, so I'm gonna go to a school where everybody needs attention. And then you feel at home.
You feel at home. You're just like sometimes you're like kind of fighting for attention, but it's a good fight. It's a fun it's a fun time. Yeah.
Okay. So what got you into TikTok? Before that.
Yeah.
After college, did you work any odd jobs? Did you just jump right into the entertainment industry?
Oh, I've had so many jobs. I worked at Olive Garden for a very long time, famously. Olive Garden is hell on earth. I still have nightmares about working at Olive Garden. Yes. Like not getting the pink lemonade to table 60 in time. Like I have, it's a reoccurring dream.
Vivid,
for me.
Like,
yes. Flashbacks. Yeah. Extra Alfredo. Like it's a whole thing.
My cousin Adam loves Olive Garden. That's his favorite restaurant.
You know what? I do too. Don't let them know that. But I love it.
But I hate
it. But like I hated working there. Yeah. And then
being a server's fucking hard.
It's hard. People I did it for a long time.
I like said to like, sometimes I thought like when I was a server for like a brief stint.
Yeah.
I was like, sometimes I think people just go out with the intent to harass me.
Yeah.
I'm like, they came in a bad mood and they were planning on making my life miserable.
And people do. And they get like hard over it for some reason. Like, it's just like, what do you do? Like, what? Like, I'm literally just a little girl and I'm going to cry in the back.
I'm literally just a girl.
I'm just a girl. You're going to make me cry in the walk-in freezer for 20 minutes. Like, what do you mean? It's not easy. It's not easy. No, my heart goes out to servers.
For real.
But I also worked at haunted houses.
How was that? As an actor.
As like a scare actor. You know, working the craft. Yeah.
Workshopping.
Workshopping some
fine characters. Fine-tuning your whistle.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was actually really fun. It was actually so fun and silly and stupid. Yeah. It was great. Lost my voice a bunch because, you know, screaming.
You were like committing to the bit.
Duh.
Yeah.
Always.
Putting your all into it.
Always.
I respect
that. Yeah. Yeah. Was a barista for a really long time. I like did all of those things at the same time too.
What's worse, a barista or a server? I've never been a barista. Really?
Server. Yeah. I actually loved being a barista.
Okay.
Period. I really had a good time. Also, my coworkers were great. We were also like sleeping with each other. So that made it fun. Do you know what I mean?
Hey.
Like, I love the drama of being a barista and sleeping with your coworkers.
The like soap opera level drama.
Yeah. It's really fun. Server is just like, if you're hooking up with your coworker as a server, it's very dark side. It can get very dark sided.
That didn't happen when you were a barista?
Well, it was like more like fun and up, like, whoa, caffeine. It's like 6 a.m.
Different vibes.
Yeah. We're like Olive Garden at 9:30 p.m. on a Tuesday. You want to make out with me in the back? Come on. No. It's
just an episode of Big Brother at that point. You're really all just being secretly recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, losing your mind slowly.
I would love that.
They should do that.
It's specifically at the Olive Garden in Glendale because that...
There's some hot tea in there
all the time.
Period.
All the time. But yeah, I got into TikTok over the pandemic, as a lot of people did. Yeah.
That was when I downloaded it initially.
Me too. It took a really long time for me to give in. And don't, really?
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, same.
Okay. Yes. Too. Okay. Yeah.
That's why.
It is.
Because I was like, I'm too old.
My little brother and sister were like, you got to do it. I'm like, no, I'm too old.
Yeah.
I'm too old. What like made you actually make the move to download it? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do actually. And I don't think I told anyone why. I actually downloaded it because someone I knew, like one of my family members, was on there.
Okay.
And I forget how I found out she was on there. I don't remember how.
I'm obsessed with that.
But she's young. I love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
But she's young. And at the time, she was even younger. And like, I remember seeing it and I was like, I'm so curious what she posts.
Yeah.
I literally downloaded it just so I could go watch what she was posting.
And thank God you did.
And now the world's stuck with me.
Yeah, we're stuck with you. Thank God.
Yeah, y'all can thank her for that.
That is so much. What kind of content does she post?
She was just shit posting, like little, like teenager
God,
shit.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
You know, when they're like, they're feeling themselves and shit, yes, like that. Me just watching her, I'm like, I'm so curious what she posts. Whoa. And that's like why I got it, because I saw that she was on there and I just was curious. And then I just never deleted it.
Of course.
But then, yeah, once the pandemic hit, well, first I got fired. And then once COVID happened.
Yes.
Then I was like, well, might as well.
What else are we doing? Twiddling our thumbs. Like, yeah, what else? Mm-hmm.
I fought it too, though.
I did.
I was too proud.
I was too proud for a long time. And I remember I like downloaded it because the song TikTok by Kesha was trending or something. And I was like, oh, I got to get in there.
Now's my time. Yeah.
Here we go. Oh,
well, you guys didn't say you were doing this in here.
No. Oh, listen, what? We're doing TikTok over there? And so I remember the choreography from, what was it? Just Dance? Is that the?
Oh, yes.
For TikTok. The Wii game. Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember the choreography for that. So I posted a video doing the choreo to that as like my first thing. I got like 20 likes. I was like, oh my God, my life has changed. Like, this is crazy.
You let the fame get to you.
I really did. And I was like, oh, I'm addicted. And I would spend mornings like waking up during the pandemic, like hours. Just scrolling. I was like, oh my God. Whoa. Okay. I get it now. It was tough. But I didn't post for a while until my therapist like suggested that I did. Because I was going through like writer's block. I was a part of a sketch comedy team. Mm-hmm. And we were writing a Zoom show, which, God, it was bad. It was tough. Uh-oh. It was bad. Have you ever watched like a Zoom improv or a sketch show?
Can't say that I have.
I'm so happy.
I do
for
know
you.
A lot about improv, but
yeah, imagine it on Zoom with like the lulls. And
my
the
sister
pauses.
Actually did improv over Zoom during the pandemic.
You did over Zoom.
She said she said she couldn't get into it. It just wasn't the same.
I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, so it's like you're fair. I don't know. There's something so humbling about like sitting there and being like, you know what I'm saying?
No, totally.
you're not in the environment together.
Yes, at all. Like, God forbid the Wi-Fi is lagging. You're like, wait, what? What did you say? And to like black out the scene or like run across the scene. You know, physically you would run, but you just turn your camera off and just like, but like, woo! It's so weird.
You're doing your own effects and everything at home. Damn.
Have doing a green Foley. Screen. Yeah. Really get into it.
Damn, that's crazy.
It was tough. Yeah. So I was experiencing writer's block, and my therapist was like, have you heard of TikTok? And I was like, girl, yeah. She's like, you should just like improvise on there. Like your friends and family
That's
follow
really
you.
That's smart, actually.
It was really smart. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
To like work through it. And then I posted one of my like popular girl character video on there. And it, like,
That's
how
I found
up.
You.
Really?
Initially, yeah. Whoa. It was that character.
Yeah. That character. Yeah. She lives on to this day. For some reason, she lives on. Yeah.
I saw it and I was like, that is so funny.
Thank you.
That's unbelievably funny. And I know that everyone in the comments was very like, I can't tell if you're actually like this or if you're pretending anymore.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Which acting. I take as a compliment. You know, I famously went to 3 different colleges studying theater. Actually, thank God. Thank God.
It worked out.
It worked out. Thank God. Yeah. It's so funny when people are like, I can't tell if I actually hate you or this character. I'm like, thank you.
You're becoming one.
Yeah.
That's what they think when they see multiple sketches in a row.
Yeah. I'm also like the biggest people pleaser too. So I'm like, please like me. Like, that's not me. But also I'm so terrified of putting like my actual personality on the internet, which is something I look up to you so much for. Like, you're so authentic and like, it's like organic and just seems like so easy for you. And
oh, thanks, I appreciate
something.
It.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe that's a testament to me not being a good actor. Like, maybe, who knows?
Maybe who knows? No,
you know what though? That reminds me. I've told one other person this. Oh, it was Caitlin Riley.
Yeah,
who reminds me a lot of you too. You guys are similar.
Obsessed
like
with her.
Very, very similar arcs and born to be actresses. Oh, and I told her the same thing that I saw. I saw Kristen Wiig do an interview once, and she was talking about, well, actually it was John Hamm, because he worked with Kristen Wiig in Bridesmaids, and he was saying how he thinks most people would be surprised that she's actually very, very shy, and she doesn't like showing her real personality. She likes doing characters, because that's what makes her such a good, like, improv sketch comedy actress, is because she thrives in a character. Yeah. She feels more comfortable beyond camera in a
totally.
Character.
That's so true.
Yeah. Probably why.
Yeah. I definitely relate to that. There's something about being able to like hide behind a character that feels so safe. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Oh, you hate the character too? Me too. Fuck her. Yeah. What was that? That was crazy. Like, don't like. So, but if it's me, it's like, oh.
What's your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Period.
Yeah.
Earth sign. Me too.
Really?
Well, not Taurus, but I'm an Earth sign. I'm a Virgo. Oh,
Virgo? Mm-hmm. I think I'm a Virgo rising.
Period.
Aries moon.
Oh, interesting.
Please tell me about myself.
Your Taurus and your Aries are very, like, I feel like opposites almost. Because your Taurus is very, like, grounded, very, like, level-headed, very logical.
Thank you.
And then your Aries is very, like,
yeah.
That's the attention.
Oh.
That and the Virgo.
We're getting to the bottom of this.
That and the Virgo, because I'm also a Virgo, so and I also love attention. I think you have to some extent, to do this for a living.
You have to. Yeah. And anybody says that they don't like attention who are grinding at this, liar.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's fine. Love a liar.
But. I just talked about this on my podcast with my sister, but I was saying, I think that there are more people in the world that love attention than don't. But I think more, all of, like, most people believe they don't like attention and say that out loud.
Right.
But I feel like their life would be easier if they just admitted
they
that
they
love attention.
If they just accepted it. It's okay. Yeah. Girl, it's okay.
Like, the humble, like, oh, I just don't want to be. In my lifetime, I've only met maybe three people. One's my dad and one's my boyfriend.
Who genuinely.
And one's Adam. That, like, genuinely hate attention.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't want to be recorded. I don't need a following. I could, like, literally live off money and never be seen again and I'd be cool.
Yeah.
There's, like, very few people I've met that are actually like that.
Totally.
But I feel like most people don't want to admit it.
Most people don't want to admit it. And they just, like, join a talent show. You know that? You know what I mean? They're like, oh, this is crazy. But, like, I'm going to join this local talent show. That's why talent shows are, like, such a thing.
Yeah.
In, like, elementary school and stuff.
Hell yeah.
Everybody wants
to do
it. Do
you do a talent show?
All the time. Me every
too.
Year.
What'd you do?
Oh, I actually just dug up some old footage from, like, fifth. Great, I think.
Damn, I wish I had that.
Oh, it's
I'm sure
a
I
treat.
Do somewhere. But
you have to find it. Yeah. It is such a treat because it's like my friends and I were like in fifth grade in these like booty shorts, like trying to be like hot, like for what or who? Like what? We did a choreographed dance to "Toxic" by Britney Spears, and I remember our moms hired this like choreographer to come to our house after school. Teach us this choreo to "Toxic" by Britney Spears, and we rocked that shit. It was so funny.
And the footage doesn't lie.
It's
the footage backs up my claims.
Yeah, we like had little hats, like threw it off to the side. Whole thing, matching shirts. It was fun. And I think we did. There was like a ranking that year. I think we like won.
Oh, period.
I mean, in my mind, we did. We could have just like.
You're honest. I don't even remember, but I thought
remember,
I won.
But I won. At the end of the day, I won. That's all that matters.
Wait, you're the author of your own story.
Absolutely.
I'd make it up too.
Yeah.
That's so funny though, because when I did a talent show, when I was in fifth grade also, my sister, me, and like my friend at the time and like her two sisters, mind you, my sister was in middle school. One of those other sisters was in high school, or both of them were, I think. And then me and my friend were the same age. So we did a dance to Thriller by Michael Jackson. Don't know if you're
classic.
Familiar.
Not sure if you guys know the famous. Yeah.
Classic. Famous 80s classic Thriller. Was it Halloween?
No.
No, it wasn't. It was actually
it's
spring.
It's a year-long timeless thing.
Yeah. It was an end-of-the-year carnival, and they announced, like, oh, we're going to do a talent show. And I was like, well, clearly I have to do something.
Obviously.
My fans are dying
The people
to
are
me.
Asking. Yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah.
And so we decided to do Thriller. Don't know why. Wasn't even really a big Michael Jackson fan. I knew nothing about that song. Like, not even a little bit. I didn't even watch the music video at the time that we decided we were going to do
that
song.
Oh, wow. This is, yeah.
And then when we did the dance, you might be thinking, oh, there is a dance to Thriller. Did we do that dance? No. we did a variation of it.
Sure, of course.
But we watched 13 Going on 30.
Of course.
We watched that. We loved that movie.
It's such a good movie.
Right. And when I saw her doing it with Mark Ruffalo, I was like, well, clearly I don't need to watch the music video. I'll just watch this.
I just got it. Yeah.
And they don't show the whole dance in that movie. No, they don't. Those were the only pieces that I knew. And then we just practiced those forever.
And then we were like, good enough.
We got it.
Good enough. Don't need anything else. And then we wore like big black t-shirts and like painted our faces white. And that's all we did. And then we just went up there and we danced. And there was, you know, it's like a 3-minute song. There's a lot of other song.
There's a lot of other
yep. song. We played the full song and just kept like starting over the few parts that we didn't know.
Of course. What did you do like in between? Improvise?
I don't know. I really don't. I'm hoping I freestyled somewhat well. I don't think I did at all. I think my sister was so terrified because she like hates attention that she was just standing in the back like frozen with fear, like in between the parts she didn't know, which I was just like, well. And then I remember actively thinking, this is a really long song. I was dancing because I didn't know the dance.
Wow, this is really long.
And I got off the stage and I was like, well, clearly that's first place. Obviously, everyone else is playing for second.
Duh. Yeah, you have to find the footage of that. If somebody recorded it, like, we have to find that.
My mom, too, even tried. She was like, do you guys want to, like, watch the music video? Maybe learn the whole dance?
Yeah, right.
And I was like, I mean, Jennifer Garner kind of told me everything I needed to know, but sure.
Period, yeah.
Sure.
Sure, if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, if that makes you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, then sure. Then sure.
Yeah, and did we win? No. Not even close. We didn't even place.
Oh.
I wonder why.
I wonder why.
Yeah, such a head scratcher.
We didn't place. I love that.
Did you do any other talent shows growing up?
I'm pretty sure I did it like every year until they told me to stop.
And then they asked you, please don't come back.
They're like, girl, stop. And then in high school, I did like dance shows. Like, you know,
that's
like,
cool.
Yeah.
Like on the dance team?
Yeah, it was like dance class. I also was on the dance team.
Oh, fun.
Any opportunity that I could take to get in front of an audience.
Hell yeah, you took it.
And for a while, I really was that girl that was like, no, stop. Like, I hate it. I hate attention. Actively trying to be in front of as many people as possible. Like,
as you're signing up for the next talent.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, the other ones, I feel like I were more like, because I was a competitive gymnast growing up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was weird. I still carry a lot of trauma from gymnastics. I'm sure every gymnast can say that. Yeah. But I would always like whip out those back flips and always, you know, just like shock the audience and be like, yeah, that's right, bitch. That's right. Yeah. Like, can you do that? Yeah. Didn't think so. Didn't think that. Everything else was trash. I just did a back flip and I was like,
like girl, gets them every time.
Yeah, it gets them every time.
Great. That's your finishing crowd. Move.
Yeah, it really is. It's the button to every talent show is a backflip.
At least you can do a backflip. I can't do a backflip for shit.
Well, not anymore. The last time I tried to do one, I was drunk at a wedding and ate shit completely. Uh-oh. In every sense of the word.
Did everyone see you?
Uh-huh.
Bummer.
There's footage of that too.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure it'll come.
Why are all the moments in your life being documented?
Because I love tension.
Because I asked them
because
to.
I made sure it was. I will leave a digital footprint if nothing else. Like, that's what I'm going to leave. Yeah.
Did you do it on the dance floor?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Had to.
Absolutely had to. You know what? I'm like, making fun of you, like, poking fun, but, like, I did the same shit at weddings. Like, I did the same shit. I pulled focus every chance I got.
Oh, this
if
is,
there's a Soul Train, bitch, I'm going down it. I don't care.
I'm going down.
I don't
loud
care
and hard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the weddings I was actually in, but mm-hmm. I was young. I think I was, like, 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a real big fan of like the move where you like hold your leg and you like, know what I'm saying? Like fold it up and then you like scoot down.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it. I'll just do that whole way down the train. So I started doing it. But, you know, you're kind of spinning and my eyes were closed for whatever reason.
Oh, you were in the moment.
Yeah. Then I bumped into someone and they dropped something and it made a loud noise and then everybody stopped. And then I remember feeling actively not embarrassed, but annoyed that that person got in my way.
Oh, duh.
Because I felt like I was eating it up. I was like, oh, I'm killing it. And she interrupted.
Yeah, she interrupted. Like, she stopped your groove. Yeah,
naturally, I got mad at her instead of taking responsibility for closing my eyes.
How dare she?
I get that. Wow, we have very weirdly similar arcs.
Yeah, yeah.
Talent show. Embarrassing at a wedding.
Talent show. Wedding. Well, the thing about weddings is like, oh, you think this is your special day?
I'm going to do a backflip.
Guess what? I'll show you different. No,
they don't know that I know this. I know how to do a backflip.
This is my special day. It's mine.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms. This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, four cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Because I feel like you're like me, where like embarrassment or shame of any kind is very specific.
It's
like
really
I don't
specific.
Get embarrassed very easily, but when I do, it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so right. I have to like really think about it. Okay, if we're going to be so vulnerable and honest here on the podcast today, I shit my pants during a yoga class.
I don't know what I thought you were gonna say, but that was not it.
Well, let's hear what you thought I was gonna say. It might be better.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be something really silly, like falling or something.
Oh no. I felt at graduation, my high school graduation, it was on purpose. That's how much I love attention.
On some Lizzie McGuire shit.
Yeah, totally. Nice. My teacher was like, "I dare you to fall," and I was like, "Bet." Fell. Everybody was like, "Oh my god!" I was like, "I know those."
No, so apparently, double dog dares still mean something to me.
Yeah, absolutely. It means everything to me. Everything. Or like, you won't that. If somebody tells me you won't,
you will.
I will do anything. I will do it. I'll do it.
Like, sorry.
It's sorry.
Sorry. Don't ask me. You don't want me to do it.
Yeah. Don't ask. But I did, yeah, I did shit myself one time at a yoga class.
Any particular reason or just kind of one of those
days? I think it was just one of those days, man. Yeah. I can't remember. I think I was, like, recovering from food poisoning. And it was, sucks. Like, hot yoga.
Oh, girl.
And my
You're
body.
You're crazy for going after getting over sickness.
I don't know what was going on in my mind. I think I was probably still delusional from the illness. Being like, I got this. Like, oh, I can handle food poisoning for 2 days. I can handle anything. Get me to that hot yoga class. No, ran away immediately. Forgot to get my parking validated, which is the saddest part of the whole story.
I had to pay $30 for parking.
Yeah, but it was a tough moment. Yeah. Have you ever shit yourself as an adult?
No, I haven't, actually. Oh.
Yeah.
It's funny because when Katya was on my show, she asked me the same question. And I was really? Like, actually, no. And then she's like, you fucking liar. I was like, I swear I haven't. I've peed a little bit, like from laughing.
I pee a little bit like all the time.
Or getting scared.
Yeah, I pee a little bit all the time.
That's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I've ever pooped myself, though.
Yeah.
Not yet. I mean, story's still being written, so.
Yeah, it'll happen to you one day, and you'll remember, and you'll talk about it on your podcast.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, Paige told me. She told me this was going to happen.
It's going to happen. It teaches you a lot of things about yourself.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Real fight or flight instance.
Absolutely. I was absolutely flight. Like, get me out of here. I'm not going to continue. Like,
was it at the beginning or the end of the class?
It was, like, somewhere in, like, the beginning middle.
Okay.
I think it was, like, 15, 20 minutes into, like, an hour class.
Damn.
And I was like, oh. I think I, like, nobody even, like, looked at me or cared or anything
noticed really
except for me, and I knew it happened immediately, and I was just like, I tried to like play it off like, oh, I think I'm getting a call, and like no ran phone. out. Everybody's like, shut up, like,
girl, do you guys hear
just
that
go.
I think like, someone's calling me.
I think there's like a family emergency. I gotta go. It was
everyone's it was, like, I don't care, just
yeah
go.
They're like, bitch, shut up, namaste, get out of here,
girl. No, you don't understand what just happened to you. Yeah, you stand there longer to explain. You guys don't get it.
You guys don't get it, just like marinating in it. Sorry,
it's just a hot load in your pants. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But I feel like after food poisoning, I'm sure that's happened to literally so many fucking people.
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
There's nothing you could really there's nothing you could do about like food poisoning, especially.
Yeah.
Do you trust a fart?
No, I don't trust a fart anymore.
It just happened.
It just happened.
Or did you cough? And like,
I think it was like I was like in like Down Dog or something.
Oh, it's like the position where like your stomach is like
where gravity really like took over, and it just like I think maybe I was like, oh, I think I have to fart, and then it happened, and I was like, oh. Family emergency, gotta go.
Oh my god, my dog is so sick. Yeah, I believe
that's crazy.
Sorry guys.
Yeah, that was really tough. So I mean, hopefully nobody noticed. Maybe it's just like an embarrassing moment for me as a grown adult woman. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good. I mean, I think you handled it as best as anyone could in that
Thank
moment.
You so much.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know what anyone else could have done better than that. To be honest. That.
Yeah. Thank you for saying. I really
thank you for sharing that vulnerable moment with me.
You're so welcome.
Speaking of shit in your pants, do it.
Yeah. Just kidding. Let's talk. Let's keep going.
Just kidding. I also know that you do stand up.
Yes.
Yeah. So how do you like stand up? I'm so nervous to try it.
Oh my god, you kill!
I haven't done it.
But you haven't?
No. I'm so scared.
Oh, you have to. No, you'd kill. Are you
kidding me? I've seen clips you've posted on Instagram. They're fucking funny. They're so funny.
Thank you so much. There's a lot of emotions here today. Vulnerable, touched. Yeah, wow. Thank you. No, you would kill. You have to do it. Stand-up is probably one of my favorite things right now in my life. I've only been doing it for like maybe a little over 2 years, like off and on. There's definitely moments where I've taken like a few months off just because of whatever, laziness, mental health. Like it can be anything. But I love it. It's tough because, like, earlier we were saying, it's really hard for me to show my personality on the internet. Mm-hmm. And doing that in front of a live crowd is
feels you feel a little less bit, afraid?
A little bit. Yeah. Because it's, like, in the moment. It's true. Not permanent. Like, the
internet. And you can see everyone,
too. Which is also a little bit scarier because it's, like, immediate feedback. Yeah. You're like, okay. And bombing is one of it's so hard, but I don't know, like the high of when a joke does do well and people do relate to it is so worth it. I'm so addicted to it.
That's so sick. I admire you greatly. I like what you said about feedback, that's my fear, is like, because I know I'm funny, but I'm also not too proud if I'm not stand-up funny, because I know they're very different. Like, you know, there's some people who can be funny online, like in clips and bits and stuff, but when they try stand-up, it's like, oh.
It's hard.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Back to the internet.
Womp womp. Yeah. Get out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm like, I don't want to find out the hard way that I'm really bad. Like, I'm like, they're like, man, this bitch isn't funny.
No, I mean, I totally understand the fear. Absolutely. Yeah. But I think, like, even just your video clips in itself is a stand-up bit. It's just stories. And it's just making fun of people and ourselves. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah, I feel there's just like such an art form to it, and I respect stand up so much. So your clips are fucking funny,
thank
dude.
You.
I hope to see you live one day.
Thank you, please.
I think that would be
I would
sick.
Love that. Yeah, it'd be so fun.
So, what do you think is the main difference, or like, do you see them very differently? Like when it comes to sketch comedy, when it comes to stand up, do you see them like? Do you put them in two separate buckets entirely, or is there any crossover at all?
Yeah, I definitely think they're two completely different art forms.
Yeah.
Like, but it's cool because you can make fun of like the same sort of situation or thing in a sketch that you can in a stand-up joke. I just feel like there's a lot more vulnerability in stand-up because it's like, this is me.
Yeah, it's Paige like a Gallagher. Personal take on it.
Right. Telling you my point of view and my thoughts and my story.
Yeah.
Whereas a character, I could be doing the same thing, but I can hide behind a character.
I see.
And I can be like, well, if you don't agree, me either. That's why I did it. Like, it's like there's so much. It's just easier to like write off like a bad sketch, I think, personally, than like a bad stand-up joke.
Totally.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. But I love both. I've just been doing sketch a lot longer.
Yeah.
And stand-up is still so new, which might be why it's so exciting and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, the vulnerability of it is – it can be really tough. But it's also so admirable when you see a stand-up comedian who I, like, look up to so much.
Totally.
And they're telling all these stories that have really happened to them.
Yeah.
And – telling millions and millions of people, like, I don't know, there's just something really cool about that.
Yeah,
and powerful.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like too there's been a real war on male comedians lately.
Hey.
Which I feel like, if you've been watching, because I've watched stand-up
forever. I watched like the oldest stand-up specials on YouTube. I used to do it a lot in college when I was really sad. I used to go look up comedy specials from like the 80s and the 90s. I love that.
Yes.
To watch them, and I admire, I just love being able to make people laugh, which I think you do too.
Yeah.
Entertaining people, making them laugh is like so awesome.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like the discourse and the critique of like male comics right now is not like, I'm so offended. It's literally just, it's just the fact that the joke sucks. Dude, I'm like, yes. I was like, I respect the craft till I die. So
of course,
tell me a good joke, bitch.
Yeah.
If you're going to be offensive, make it good.
Exactly.
That's how I
Girl,
feel.
Girl, you took the words out of my mouth. If you're going to be offensive, make it funny.
Yes. Like, make it hit, bitch. If you're going to do it, make it hit.
If you're going to do it, let's do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's, the bad writing of it all.
Exactly.
And it's just like, oh, no, you're not like, we don't hate you. You're just a bad writer. Like, we just don't like your jokes because they're not funny.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, yeah, it's weird. Like the other day I actually had a stand-up show and there was this guy who has been allegedly doing it for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. He has like some big name in like the LA comic community.
Yeah.
But he's just like an old white guy, right?
Yeah.
And he was so old school about just everything, and he bombed. He completely bombed. It was like, yeah, it was tough. I was like, oh god, I hate watching people bomb too. It just like I can't look.
I know. I've been to a show recently where I watched two white guys bomb. Oh, and it's rough, girl. Like watching it live is hard.
Yeah,
even for me, I can't imagine like being on the stage.
Yeah, and like it's tough. And he just. And I think I performed fine. Like, I got, like, laughs and stuff, and it was fun. It was fine. And then I went back, and he just immediately started critiquing my entire set without me asking.
Are you serious?
Yes. And it was so weird. He was like, so how long have you been doing this? I was like, a little over 2 years. He's like, oh, thank God. Like, nobody expects anything from you. And I was like, what? He's like, isn't it fun? Isn't it fun to have people not expect anything from you? And I was like, bitch, what are you, what?
Which is what, laughs? Because I got those.
Yeah, literally. so you're just like mad that I got it.
I'm actually not taking feedback, but thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You can contact my team.
Thank you for feedback.
Yeah. But it was just weird because it was like, I feel like stand-up comedy is shifting a little bit where like talking down to younger comics or female comics just doesn't fly anymore.
No.
Like, that's just not the way it's working anymore.
No, for real.
And he was so adamant about, like, no, like, I'm old school. I've been in the game. It's like.
Yeah, and we're at the same show.
No, so. I was like, so, oh, we got the about, same time.
Yeah, so yeah, what's
we,
that about,
yeah,
babe?
We both got 10 minutes.
Aw. Aw, bummer.
Crazy.
And you went before me.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yikes. It was just so, it was so interesting.
That's crazy.
I am happy to see that the stand-up, like, world is shifting in the right direction.
Absolutely. It
takes a long time because, you know, it's famously a boys club.
Yeah,
it's
for real.
Boys club, but
and like an old straight white man club.
Old
specifically.
Straight white man club.
Yeah. And Caleb Herron, who I love and adore.
Yeah.
He gives me so much advice about stand-up because he's been doing it for so long.
Right.
And he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's even told me before that, like, nothing's worse than a comic who bombs and is actively bombing and then refuses to move.
Yep.
Change the joke.
Yep.
Pivot. Like,
or like blames the audience. Have you seen that? Like,
what the fuck
are you doing?
Yes.
Get out. Oh my God. I can't stand that. They're like, okay, well, fuck you guys. You guys aren't cool. Oh, all right, man.
Oh, well,
maybe we'd be funny.
Yeah.
And then
we're expecting one thing from you. And like, that's literally
we came here to laugh.
Just to laugh.
Yeah. Laugh. Not to be mean, not to.
Yeah, he was like, it's painful to watch people that just refuse to pivot.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's really hard to watch it.
Yeah.
And then they complain, they blame all.
Everything else.
Every other aspect except the writing.
Themselves,
Which, like, you've been doing sketch comedy forever, and now you've been doing stand up for a long time, too. So you're a writer at the end of the day. It's like a joke writer.
Thank you.
Right. So that's.
That sounds cooler to me than I'm a sketch comedian.
It's all writing, really.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just the same thing with like things like whether it's a stand-up special or like SNL. Like, it's all writing.
It is.
That's
yeah,
why when it's good, it's really good.
Yeah.
And when it's bad.
Womp womp. Yeah.
And I've even said to about like, I feel like with stand-up comics who are like, you can't joke about anything. Right, you can't say anything these days. Of
course. Yeah.
I feel like there's a way that you can talk about literally anything that doesn't involve like punching down as the punchline. Like,
right.
If the joke ends with like you being racist, it's not a good joke.
Yeah.
Like,
hey.
If it ends with misogyny, it's not a good joke.
Right. You just hate people, and that's not fun.
Yeah. And it's like, well, just because your friends told you you're funny doesn't mean you're stand-up funny.
Yeah.
But most men like that are like, I should go to Laugh Factory, see if they have any openings.
See if they have... My favorite bit is like when somebody's like thinking they're being funny, I'm like, you should do stand-up. Like, I love telling you. Has everybody ever told you you should do stand-up?
That's
like,
so funny.
It's like my favorite bit because it's so true. Like,
I'm going to borrow that.
Please. Please. It's so funny. It kills every time. And it's just like, because it's so true. Like, people who think that they're like funny amongst their friends when they're really just being shitty.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, I don't want... I'm gonna be that, like, wait a what second. Are you talking about? Like, no, yeah, it's
someone
weird.
Get Lauren Michaels on the phone.
Yeah, ring, ring. Yeah. It's so weird, and they don't let go of that like entitlement. Even if they do get into comedy, there are so many comics that are just in it because people growing up were like, "That's our little comedian." Like, and you're like, "Wait, no, though, no, he just makes silly faces and talks shit about girls." Yeah. Like, Well, yeah, but there's definitely like, and that's the thing about stand up when people are like, oh, you can't say anything anymore or comedy is dying. It's like, no, people are just getting smarter and so do you. Like, your writing has to get smarter.
Like, evolve with it, girl.
Come on.
There are plenty of comics who have been around for a while.
Yeah.
And their shit is evolving with
absolutely time. Because they're smart and they're not lazy.
Yeah. And they're kind of like, some things you could joke about back then, now you can't.
You can't. And that's fine.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, you don't have any other material.
No, wait, you got literally. Nothing else? You got nothing else to talk about. Oh, my God. Literally. That's the biggest ick, like, for me. I'm like, you seriously have nothing else to talk about?
Like, at all?
At all?
Even when Leo Gonzalez was on the show, we talked about how...
Oh, I love Leo.
He was like, my favorite kind of bit that they resort to is when they're like, fucking hate my wife. Target, am I right?
And I was like, Target.
Oh,
Stanley
thank God.
Cups. Like, God. Oh, God.
My fucking bitch wife.
That's so funny because it's so true. It's like, oh, really? You got nothing else?
Yeah, that's how I feel about... when men like that joke about having sex with women too.
Yes.
Because it's like, okay, yeah, we get it.
Right.
We get it. Like, find a different way to tell me the joke. I want to hear it in a different way.
Of course.
There are just some ways they say shit. I'm like, come on, bro. Bored.
What? Yeah, bored.
Next.
Yeah, next, please. Get off the stage. Literally. I love saying that too.
Boom.
Get off the stage.
You're heckling him from the back row.
the green room, like, get off the stage.
You're starting it.
Said that, yeah. Boo. Literally.
That's insane. Have you ever had any other run-ins like that when you're doing comedy? Like when you do, like you did well that night, but even like, so have men ever felt stunned by you? That's probably how he felt, honestly. Oh,
thank you. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, he was probably like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Yeah, it was, that was like the most obvious because it was just like.
He just walked up to you and started talking to you.
Yeah, started talking at me and I was like. Girl, what?
What'd you say?
I think I was just like I was so shocked. I didn't say anything. I was just like, okay, like, thanks. Like, just like, And then I kept trying to like talk to my other comic friend who's in the green room and he kept interrupting. And I was just like,
ugh, what? Worse.
And then I think eventually I was like, how'd you do? How was your set? I wasn't watching. Sorry.
I was
too busy. I was like, wow, I couldn't hear anything.
Like the roars of laughter from my set. Yeah, just like really.
I was like, wow,
my ears
like
are ringing.
Losing. Yeah, what's going on? It's just so weird. But no, not really. I think the biggest thing that I've run into in stand up in like green rooms is other comics who sort of look down on people who do social media. That's been a very common thing, which is tough, and I understand like the old school grind of it all.
Yeah,
I can't do it. Obviously, that's why I'm on social media because, yeah. But I don't know. And I just tell them, like, dude, everybody should be on social media. It's such an amazing tool.
Yeah.
Like, you can get in front of so many different types of people.
Totally.
And, like, that you, what, you think the whole world is at the fucking Hollywood Improv? Yeah. Like, what do you, like, get on there.
Yeah, for
and
real.
And they're just so.
They look down on it.
Yeah, they do. Lot. And that's, like, the biggest thing that I've had to, I feel like, face in green rooms.
Damn, that's so annoying.
It is annoying.
It's fucking annoying. Especially having to, like, prove. You're like, dude, we're both here, right?
Right. Yeah, so, exactly. Like,
what are we talking about?
Yeah.
And I also, didn't bring it up, so we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't got to talk about it. Like, it's okay. What's your day job? It's like, oh, God.
Well.
And there's something, like, I feel like they would respect me more if I was, like, still working at Olive Garden and still doing that. The grind, but it's just it's a weird thing, I think, right now. There's a shift, and hopefully people are, like, adapting and using the tools that are there for them.
Yeah.
Like, they absolutely can do it too.
Like, fucking take notes, bitch.
Yeah,
try it out. Maybe it'll help you.
It usually does. Yeah. And so there's a shift right now, and I think people are just feeling a little bit uncomfortable, which is fair. But it's been weird and awkward.
Yeah, the social media thing is huge, especially in entertainment. Like,
yeah,
even when I host and stuff, like, mm-hmm. I stand with other media. Like, when I did the Oscars, I stood with a lot of people that have been doing it for, like, 20 years. And when they ask me what I'm doing, I'm like, oh, I'm, you know, working for the Academy, and I'm just doing it for TikTok. And they're like, oh. One of those. Oh,
I think I was just listening to, I think it was your episode with Trixie or Katya.
Yeah.
And you were talking about how you were hosting, you had, like, a hosting gig, and you were like, or no, you were walking the carpet in Vegas or something, and they're like, the real talent will be at this time. But you guys, like, I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, girl. Oh, yeah.
What do you
mean? Oh, yeah.
Oh, the real talent. Like, that is so crazy.
Yeah, they say real talent walks at this time. Oh,
no, that's crazy.
Okay.
Got it.
There's a bunch of other people who don't. They do something similar to me, and absolutely. They walk out. That's cool.
It's so crazy.
That's okay.
It's okay. There was this one of my content creator friends. He just had this, like, A-list celebrities people reach out to him, and is like, we got to get him on social media. Can you please do a video with him? Like, begging my content creator friend to put this A-list celebrity
girl
in a YouTube video. And I was like, oh yeah, the times are changing, baby.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
get on
girl.
Board. Like, they're right. Like, in order to get to the younger generation, you gotta get on the internet.
Sorry, girl.
Sorry about it.
Turns out we're essential.
Sorry.
Yeah. I hate that shit, especially when they're like, when you go to premieres, because we've met at premieres before.
Yes. Yeah.
Girl, the way they treat us at premieres,
trash.
About to give me a train. Garbage. Make me start serving.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They're like, who are you?
They're gonna make me valet cars.
Yeah, where's the hors d'oeuvres? Yeah.
And champagne? I'm like,
what do you? Yeah, it's weird. Yeah,
but then when you go, like, you meet, like, sometimes when you meet people who are at the premiere or even, like, waiting outside to meet people.
Yeah,
a lot of times they know you as content creators. They're like, oh my god, I've seen you on TikTok.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's all relative to me. That's what I always think. I think social media has changed a lot about the entertainment industry as a whole. I think it's for the better and for the worse in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
But I feel like fighting it just makes you look terrible. It just makes you
bad.
Yeah, it makes you look so uppity. I'm always like,
totally.
What are you so mad for, girl? I'm never gonna turn my back on the internet. It gave me everything I have now.
Yeah, please. Yeah,
so I'm like, I'm not too good for the internet.
Yeah,
but I'm good enough to be in this room, clearly, because we're both in there.
Yeah. Hey,
right. Hey.
One thing about us, we're here together.
Yeah, I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
When that guy was talking shit to me at the Oscars, like, he was like, oh. I'm like, that's so crazy you say that, because I went into the show, and where the fuck did you go, bitch? Home?
Home?
Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh, got it.
Bummer.
Got it.
He's like, are you heading out? I was like, oh, no, I'm going into the show. And he was like, oh, okay.
Oh,
funny how that works.
TikTok.
Oh,
TikTok. That's so crazy.
Social media.
Yeah, it sucks that, like, the whole stigma around it
is,
like, really gross and shitty. And unfortunately, sometimes I do lean into that. I'm like, social media, bleh. And it's like, what page?
I know, when, like, I'm pissed off, I'll just be like, yeah, you're right.
No, of course, like, the algorithm.
Yeah.
Oh god. Like, I'm so quick to, like, get on that train and be like,
oh yeah, no, when it fits my narrative, I'm all up in there, girl.
No, absolutely.
I'm blaming the algorithm for everything.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no.
Well, see, this is the problem with social media. When it helps to propagate my worldview. Yep.
Absolutely.
I'm going to use it.
Yeah, I'm going to use it. What they gonna be? I'm going to use it.
Yeah. At least I'm honest.
Yeah, right, right. That's the other thing. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the topic for today.
Okay.
Okay, so we're talking about sketch comedy versus stand-up comedy because obviously you've dabbled in both.
Yeah.
And we're basically talking about how playing a character versus finding humor in your real life personal experiences, kind of the difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like, as women and women of color on the internet,
mm-hmm.
plus in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yikes.
The odds are stacked against us.
Big yikes. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to read this first video to you. So this one is, a female comedy creator makes a video with the caption, POV, your wellness friend is too intense. In the video, she plays the character of a woman who just went on a walk with her friend and is now intensely telling her friend to take care of herself and eat turmeric. Like doing an intense wellness character check. Like she's basically like, oh, well, you should really try doing like one of those.
Yeah.
And obviously men aren't big fans of women who are funny.
Right.
Do you ever, before I get into these comments, when you post your skits, do you ever have people going like, I can't believe you're like this and nobody cares? And you're like, girl, it's a joke.
Yes. They're like, oh, you guys actually like this girl? Like what the, she's, I'm like.
Google a joke.
Yeah, a joke.
See what comes up.
Please, yeah. Satire.
Study it. Remember.
Comedy. Characters.
Yeah. Satire.
Joking.
Crazy how that works.
Crazy. Yeah. People are like, I can't stand this girl. I'm like, I think that's the point though.
Yeah.
Like the character is insufferable. So. Yeah, me either. It's just so weird. Yeah, people. It's tough for people to sort of be like, is this real life or it's like a Black Mirror episode?
Yeah, even though you like, have a what? Caption on there that says the worst girl you know.
Yeah, no, literally
your boyfriend.
Right, right, right.
Like they're in like big bold letters.
Like I fucking hate you. Get away from my boyfriend.
Like, if anyone was thing, like this around my boyfriend, I would beat her up.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. They're like, if this happened to me, I would literally punch in the face. And you're like, what do you, girl?
Okay.
Sit down. Thank you.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, yeah. Do what you gotta do.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do, girl.
Thanks for the engagement.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. We're all guilty of spacing out from time to time, and Rockstar totally gets that, which is why they've released the all-new Rockstar Focus, made with lion's mane and 200 milligrams of caffeine for an energy and mental boost. Plus, it's available in 3 delicious zero-sugar flavors, my favorite being the white peach, babe. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows because that's where I've been living and I live there and in California. And I love Hawaii and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. Okay, this comment says, as a guy, we would slap someone with this much possessiveness. Oh, that's the wrong word for that, but okay. Had to point that out, sorry.
No.
That's the Virgo in me. slap someone with this much possessiveness. Okay, well. See, I think when men resort to like, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
Yeah.
You have a problem.
Yeah.
That's your solution to everything?
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever punched someone in the face? I doubt it.
Great question. Yeah. Great question.
When's the last time you punched someone in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's giving very like junior high.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very like, oh, I'm going to punch you in the face. And then like what you just said, it's like, what?
Do you get a lot of hate? Do you ever get hate?
Yeah. Oh, every day.
All the time?
All the time. Every day.
Is it just senseless or is it about like the character mostly? Or is
it's a mix of both. It's a lot of times it's the character, which is also just whatever.
It's just like, well, let's all use our brains.
Yeah, right? It's a joke. Yeah, it's supposed.
So I'm not like that in real life.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
But a lot of times it'll be from, like, specifically, like, men who comment on my stuff. It's a lot to do with, like, my physical appearance. And I feel that. One time somebody commented on one of my popular girl videos and was like, I thought the popular girl was supposed to be pretty or, like, supposed to be, like, hot or something.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And I clicked on his thing. And in his bio, I wish I screenshotted it to this day because it was, like, proudly a high school counselor. Like, I was like, what?
Oh,
what?
He's like actively working at a high school.
Yes, and comment like
that. He's like, I thought you should want to fuck the popular girl. You're like, hold on.
You're like, whoa,
hold on a second.
And I responded something back, like saying that he was like some high school counselor, and he like deleted his thing, and I can never find him again. And
hold on.
It haunts me to this day because I want his full name, full government name. I need to know because that's crazy.
Like, that's insane.
Isn't that insane? What are you doing,
dude, girl?
I'm scared, and I feel like
I normally personally want to fuck the most popular girl in the high school I work at. Yeah. So this is clearly inaccurate,
right?
What the fuck are you talking,
man? I personally want to fuck all the popular girls, like.
What are you talking about?
What? Yeah, no, scary.
You should be talking to a policeman.
Yeah, yeah. And I hope he is. Hopefully somebody gets him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So,
I got a comment once from a guy who was talking about my body. Love that.
Love that.
He was basically saying, like, that I was gross to look at, like, fat and gross, and my body's disgusting, whatever. Like, wrote a very colorful comment to that, that nature. And then I went on his profile and it said proud girl dad in the bio.
Oh.
And he had lots of content with his daughter, and his daughter's like 9, 10.
Oh.
And then I was like, you know, it's crazy. I said, oh, you know what? I'm really glad you're a girl dad.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that you're a girl dad. And I hope that no one ever talks about your daughter's body the way that you talked about mine. And I hope she knows that you do that in your free time.
Yes. Oh, God.
And then he wrote back this fucking.
No way.
He wrote back like 12 comments. Well, first of all, what does my kid have to do with this? Well, it has to do with everything, bitch, because you're commenting on women's bodies, right? Women's bodies,
and you have a daughter.
That you're a proud girl dad. He goes, my daughter's never going to be a fucking whore. That's what he said. Huh?
Oh.
Hey.
Ow. Yeah.
Where'd we go?
Hey. Like,
woke up, I'm in the forest. What happened?
Whoa.
I was like, we lost the plot real quick.
Dark. That's crazy. Really crazy.
And I was like, what does me being a whore, allegedly, have to do with you having a daughter? Like, what is... What's the correlation?
Yeah, first of all, God.
He started writing again, and I blocked him. I love doing that.
Good.
I love writing something mean, and then they write. They write a response, and then they put one at the end, and then as soon as they're about to send another one, I block it. I do it every time.
I love it. I'll slam one.
Yeah, I slam that door in your face. Bitch,
oh please, no, good, time. Good. That is crazy.
That's crazy. I get shit like that all the time. God. Sometimes I'll get men saying shit like. Saying really, really, really fucking disgusting things about me, whether it's looks, whatever. Yeah. And then I'll look and see that they're like, taken. And then I do a lot of research and I find their girlfriend.
Of course.
And then I'll write back to them. Does your girlfriend know that you objectify or Google other women on the internet? If not, should I tell her?
Yeah. Because I will.
Sometimes they're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And then I will literally screenshot that and I'll DM it to that bitch. And I'll be like, hey, you don't know me. But your boyfriend is saying shit like this to women on the internet. If my man was doing that, I would want someone to tell me.
Yeah.
So I figure it's my obligation to tell you. I can't even tell you how many times I've sent that exact message.
No, you are doing the Lord's work.
Like, I've blown up relationships left and right, bitch.
Yes, and you continue to do so, please.
Blowing holes in
that
them.
Is great. That is really good work. I'm telling you, you're helping the needy. Like, that is really crazy.
I did get one hate comment the other day that actually kind of made me laugh. Because this guy was like, he just wrote... Go to the gym, chunko. I was like, hey, you know what? You kind of hit me up with that one. That's funny. Chunko.
You kind of hit me up with it. Somebody one time called me chubby, and I was like, that is
such... That's honestly meaner than fat.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Okay.
That's one where you lock your phone out.
Yeah, I literally just like... That's where I sit on my shower floor with a t-shirt on, just like... Chubby, man. And now I love that word.
A chunko.
Chunko is, up there with chubby.
Chunko's up there with chubby. He's like, go to the gym, chunko.
Chunko.
Like, And I literally wrote back. I literally wrote back. Honestly, Chunk was kind of funny. That's kind of funny.
It's funny.
I'm going to borrow that.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Another
word to my vocabulary. Thanks.
I appreciate the insult.
Yeah.
Last two comments. We have reminder. This is a sign of drug use. Check on these friends. Huh?
I love when women make jokes and we're just high, apparently. We just have a drug addiction. This is a
sign of drug use.
Guys, check in on your friends. Check in on your girlfriends who make funny videos. They have a problem. Like, that is so crazy to me.
I'm like, damn, turmeric means
are
drug
you
use?
Okay? Yeah. What are you doing?
This is a sign of drug use. Okay.
Turmeric.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Are you okay? Yeah. Let's check in on them after.
Check in on your friends. This one says, is she intense or is she just gay for you? What?
Yeah. Wait, what?
I don't know how that correlates.
So
wellness, the wellness to gay pipeline. I'm not very familiar.
Neither am I.
As someone who is a devout ally to the community, I'm not. I can't see that pipeline growing.
Yeah, I don't see it. So
most of my team is lesbian, so I'll have to confer with the council.
We'll talk after.
Yeah, I'll confirm with the council. I'll confirm with them.
Yeah.
Whether or not
get back to me on that because I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm not an expert. So.
Is there a pipeline there? Because if not, I feel a little out of the loop.
She just gay for you?
Well,
I mean, I think that's unrelated.
I think it's unrelated.
That's what I'm like. The funniest part is like, she's just fucking annoying. Like that's the joke.
Right.
The joke is the person is annoying.
That's the joke. Ha ha.
Let's all laugh.
Let's all laugh and move on.
Oh my god. People are exhausted. I can only imagine how exhausting it is to do like sketch comedy like that and then have people take it so literally.
Yeah.
Brett kind of told me a little bit about that too.
Yeah. When he was on the show. It's so crazy. You know, and Brett gets it like a lot too.
Yeah.
He's so good at just being like, he's such a good actor. Yeah. And in his videos, it's like, oh, this is you. And that's funny because you're acting so well. But people are like, what?
Everyone's like you sound like a bad person.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like that's how I feel about yours. Like your popular girl skits do well too, and most people are like, this is so funny, I knew a girl like this, or I was this person,
right?
But there's a lot of people that are like, this person is rude.
Yeah, they're like, who would actually do something like this? Like, get her off campus. I'm like, oh girl, I'm in my living room in the ring light by myself.
You just so happen to catch that?
Yeah. Let's get me help, first of all.
Yeah.
But I'm not on campus. Yeah. Like, it's so interesting. Yes. It's really weird. I would love to just, like, live a day in one of those minds. Girl, just to, like...
Where everything is so incredibly literal.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
It must be exhausting, first of all.
No, for real. I'm like, aren't you tired?
Yeah. Do you need a nap?
Are you so tired being so incredibly concerned about every person you see
about
on the internet?
Everything.
Oh, girl.
They're so chronically online. And they're the first people to call out people who are like, you're so chronically online. Like, touch grass. It's like, what are you doing here? You're
Let's
on every
grass
video.
Together.
Yeah, come on.
Let's do it together.
Yeah.
Let's walk outside
It'll
together.
Be good for us. It'll be good.
Okay, so just to wrap, right? Obviously, you've been in the game for a while now, both like, off social media, and now that you're social media, you've married the two.
Mm.
What's your best piece of advice for people who are like aspiring actors, aspiring, you know, sketch comedy writers or stand-up comedians, what have you?
I honestly think just like it sounds so cliche and stupid, but it's like just fucking go for it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Make fun of yourself. Make fun of others, like in a loving way, obviously. Duh. Yeah. But it's just like,
unless you're me. And there's no love no
first
none,
of all gotta make
all.
That clear. But just have fun too. I think like there's been so many times where I've spent months writing and performing things that I thought other people wanted me to perform and write, and I was so miserable and it didn't leave in anything. And just getting back to like getting grounded again and being trying to be authentic and genuine to what I think is funny, producing things that I am proud of regardless of how it performs is what keeps me sane. Sincerely.
Oh, that's so great.
An insane person. Yeah, it's but it's true. Like, just, you know, if you believe in it, let's fucking party.
That's honestly, that's so real. Especially caring about like
how it performs as a measure of whether or not you're good or talented.
No, of course. I get so caught up in that.
Yeah. Especially on social media.
Especially because it's right there. It's in literal numbers. Like, you can count.
It's measured actually.
Yeah, actually. Like, how funny or valuable you are to the public. Like,
totally.
It's, which is so inaccurate and just unfair sometimes. Mm-hmm. But yeah. That's what I would say, I think.
Period.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. This is so fun.
I adore you. You're amazing. I can't wait to watch you be super, super famous. Be on SNL. Period.
Yeah. Period.
I'm very excited for you.
Hi, Lorne Michaels.
I'm like, he is actually a huge fan. He's actually a diehard fan.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm like, we actually have him here.
Come on in.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Of course. Thanks You're for incredible. Having me.
You're amazing. Thank you all so much for joining us on this episode. Thank you so much to my amazing guest, Paige Gallagher. Where can everybody find you?
Okay. TikTok at PGally, on Instagram and YouTube at Paige A. Gallagher.
Period. Yep. Do you have any upcoming anything, shows, anything like that you want to come on?
I have a bunch of shows in LA coming up, so just follow my Instagram. I'll be posting out there.
Very exciting.
And
Paige is very funny. I've seen the clips. I've seen the evidence. Very
you.
Funny.
Thank you.
And if it's as funny as the talent show, I'm sure you won first place.
Yeah, I'm. It's going to be hard to top Toxic Fight, but I will try.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Comment Section Show. Don't forget, new episodes drop every Wednesday. You can stream the audio on all streaming platforms, but the video lives exclusively and for free on our favorite platform, Spotify. Thank you so much to my amazing guest, Paige, and make sure y'all go follow her on literally everything. And thank you for joining us, and I'll see you next week. Bye!